Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 151. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, gentlemen?
Good night.
What do you think about that, gentlemen? Do you see how I threw that in there?
Uh-huh. I like it when you do that.
And did you see how Nate or Sean just jumped in there? Nate, did you see how he just... I said gentlemen, he assumed...
That you were talking to me?
Yeah, that he should start the...
He's the gentleman.
Yeah.
Gentleman. I'll tell you. It is booming out there.
Just heard some thunder, didn't we?
Yeah. Thunder, yeah.
Now I'm trying to decide if I want to go to work after
that. Yeah, right?
Because I'm like, no, I don't... you guys doing all right, though?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I'd say yes. Mm-hmm.
Good. Just had a fun guest chat.
We did.
So that was that was fun.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, let's see here. I was going to say something about Randolph County Asylum. I know we talked about it on the full, but I want to just again another shout out to Randolph County, the staff, because by the time this drops, it'll be a week ago that we did our meet and greet and tour. So thank you to Randolph County and the staff, and. I know we don't do shouts and all that on minis, but I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms
That's
out
right.
there.
Yeah.
So this will drop a day before Mother's Day. So, yeah, Happy Mother's Day. We love you guys. Love you ladies, right? Mm. Sean.
Yes.
Looking at the show flow note, it says here that you have a topic introduction.
I do.
What are we going to talk about?
It's my topic tonight.
Bragger.
So, Braggy Braggerton, right? This is Henderson Castle.
Mm.
Haunted Henderson Castle, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of background is Henderson Castle, built in 1895, is a large privately owned home located on the steep West Main Hill overlooking downtown. What is it, Nate?
Kalamazoo,
Michigan. The castle has been recently renovated and is under new ownership. The building is open to the public.
Nice. So not only do we like castles, but we like haunted castles.
Yeah, in the United States.
In the United States. That makes that's right.
And Kalamazoo.
State away, right?
Yeah. That's right.
How far is Kalamazoo, Nate? You're the Michigan guy. Like, where is that at in the
Southwestern? I know. I've seen it 1,000 times.
Southwestern, right?
It's not in the
UP. Yeah. It's towards Chicago area.
Not very far.
Chicago.
It's not in the UP.
Over that way, yeah.
Nice.
It's on the other side of the lake from Chicago.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. There you go. That's it. Thanks for listening.
That's right. No.
It's haunted.
That's all we got. That's all we brought tonight.
Who wants to start with a story?
I have a story.
Okay.
Ooh. Growling sound from beneath the blankets.
Wait a minute.
baby.
Great way to start.
It's a family-friendly show.
My wife and I stayed at the Mayfair Suite. At about 3:30 a.m., we heard a growling sound from beneath the blankets on my wife's side of the bed. It was a very low bellowing sound that you could feel reverberating through the bed. Seconds later, there was an odd, almost foul smell throughout the room. It was like the scent of a stale must sweat.
Ooh.
And everyone's dinner seeping out into the hallways of a multicultural urban apartment building. That's very, very specific.
Uh-huh.
There was also a couple cold spots. One in the front of the door and another was in front of our window. Odd experiences, to say the least. I'd say the window, it is a window.
Wow.
Might have a cold spot there.
I might have a cold spot, yeah. $72,000 it cost to build this.
Is that all? That's chump change.
In 1895.
That's right.
And Frank Henderson, was the builder, obviously. Uh-huh. And what's interesting is you can rent this place for weddings. So they've already done 550 weddings have been on the castle grounds. Interesting.
That'd be beautiful.
And then they have... they have a steakhouse, a bar, a wine cave, spa, and banquet hall for events. So, how about that?
I would love that.
Anyway, what do you got, Sean?
It is made of sandstone and brick.
So oh, sandstone.
The Queen, not limestone, not like Indiana.
Never mind.
The Queen Anne style house was designed by C.A. Gombert of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Like you said, the $72,000 building, dollar building costs included 7 baths, one with a 13-head shower, an elevator, a third-floor ballroom, and a hot tub on the roof, added later. The castle's exterior was constructed of Lake Superior sandstone and brick, and the interior wood included mahogany, bird's eye maple, quartered oak, birch, and American sycamore. The castle was built with 25 rooms in all and exemplified the most expensive taste of the time.
Interesting.
When I build a shower, I'm going to put 14 heads.
Ooh.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. That's not a competition, but it's a competition, right?
Yeah. You're coming to win.
That's a car wash.
Francis Moyer, I'm going to say that's how you pronounce it, owner of the castle, says, we have a lot of paranormal activity here taking place all the time. Very friendly. Then it says, there's no poltergeist here. It's just Frank, which is, of course, the owner. He says, they say, he's very much in charge. I don't call myself the owner. I'm the guardian. Mm-hmm. So I guess Frank still owns it.
Well, it's funny.
He's still running the show.
They like to call it Enchanted. Enchanted castle instead of Haunted, which I thought was cute. It's kind of like Beauty and the Beast.
Didn't we do a, we did like a couple of.
We did, but I can't remember now. And
who was the guest? Jensen. Guest chat. She said that it really wasn't haunted. It was
visitation. Visited.
And I was like, that's a different way to say it. Yeah. So, I was like, what's the difference? But the way she explained it, it made sense.
Be our guest.
Okay, Sean, let's
play. Oh, sorry. Yep.
So I guess they're just the guardian. They don't, Frank still is the owner. Hmm. He was, see, I don't know if it's a guy or girl, because Francis could be either. But Moye says, I was told by several mediums they are the guardian angel of the castle, so they are here all the time. It says that they've seen many spirits wander the halls of the mansion. And then the owner has seen or has witnessed numerous unexplainable events. So then that's when the mediums are like, yeah, you've got some stuff going on here. So
The history is interesting anyway, but you're talking about Frank and Mary, his wife Mary. History of the home began with Frank Henderson. Mr. Henderson was one of early Kalamazoo's most successful businessmen. He was the owner and president of Henderson Ames Company. You're going to love this if you didn't already know this. Henderson Ames made uniform regalia for secret societies, fraternal organizations, and the military. Mr. Henderson's wife Mary had inherited a plot of undeveloped land on the western edge of Kalamazoo before the company's large success, and Mr. Henderson dreamt of a grand suburb on this land. Allowing that dream to come to fruition, in 1888, he enlisted the help of surveyors, engineers, and landscape architects to plot the land and create Kalamazoo's first natural site plan. And in 1890, Mr. Henderson was ready to build his home in his new residential district.
Hmm.
So I thought that was cool. And then they had a big party after it was constructed and all that good stuff. So
I want a castle.
I do too.
We've talked about a lot of castles on here. I want a castle. I want a moat. I've always wanted a moat
with alligators.
Oh yeah.
You need a wet moat and dry moat. Is that one? The whole shebang.
I want it all. I want the drawbridge and everything. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
You want another story?
Sure.
Oldest daughter's wedding was at the Henderson Castle this weekend.
Uh-oh.
My wife and I stayed in Cottage A and did not expect to experience anything as we were on the grounds, but not in the main building. The first night as we slept, my wife felt some weight on her arm, as if something was lying on it. The second night, I was lying in bed while my wife was sleeping, and I literally felt it like something jumped up on the bed next to my shoulder and stepped across my pillow. The way it landed on the bed, I could definitely feel 3 feet land, just like, let's see, trying to decipher how he's written this. It's written like this. definitely feel 3 feet land, just pile out dogs and cats do at home. What? I'm assuming just like what dogs and cats do at home. One of my other daughters heard laughter in the honeymoon suite, as well as clear footsteps in heels across the ballroom floor.
Me, hear noises. Dogs, cats.
Dog, lady. Foot.
Yeah.
Me, man, me make a fire.
That's good. That's good. Boom.
So, yeah, there's definitely some interesting activity going on there.
Well, check this out, Mr. Laux, if that's your real name, Mr. Nate. And I just said that after I lost my stuff. Okay. So he says, after the mediums, says, one crossbeam in the dining area has strange markings that look like writing. Moyer heard of a medium that once envisioned a small girl that fell off the scaffolding while writing on the beam with her finger. He said markings remain even after a series of restorations. He says, or she says, the handwriting always comes back. Man.
That's creepy.
And here's one I'm going
to add to that. I saw that too.
Did you?
On that beam.
During renovations 8 years ago, construction crews found a jewelry box underneath the flooring of a room that connected Frank and Mary's rooms. It says before that door was, before that the door was opening all the time in the cabinet, and since I find it, there is no, what is going on with these writing? Before that the door was opening all the time in the cabinet, and since I find it, there is no more activity. That's kind of
weird. He's French, so maybe they're like quoting him exactly.
They
said once they found that treasure, the haunting of that of those guys stopped.
Yeah. Right.
So they were just looking for their own treasure.
Mm-hmm.
This was castle was also the site of a movie. Says the setting for the science fiction movie filmed in Kalamazoo. The movie was called House Sitter, The Night They Saved Siegfried's Brain. And it was completed in 1988, but not completed post-production or released until 2018.
Yeah,
I remember seeing that.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's
Kalamazoo's finest, baby.
That's funny. Says also the stairwells are supposed to be hot spots for ghostly apparitions and noises. Guests and paranormal investigators have captured images of faces in the beautiful stained glass window. That would be cool. Tapestries, pictures, paintings, and other antiques adorn every wall in the castle, many which have a story to tell. Some images even portray alleged paranormal phenomenon. Says it's not just the paranormal enjoying their stay, though. Moyer said guests commonly talk about how time seems to slow down while they're in the castle. With how many nooks and crannies to explore, there's sure to be something for everyone to appreciate. We got to go. Doesn't look like it's that far. Yeah. Sean?
Oh, absolutely.
Put on the list.
Well, the fact that it has a French-style steakhouse, I'm there. Right?
It's like, I'm in. Yeah. Ghosts and food. I'm pretty much in.
The pictures are beautiful. I could see why people would want to get married there. Mm-hmm.
Reviews
are excellent.
Did you see some? I never saw reviews.
The grounds are, have some of the pictures.
Really mm-hmm. Usually I do look at the reviews, and I did not for this one. I did not look at it, but that's great to hear.
234. They range, you know. Obviously you get some that are bad, some of them are good, but I saw a lot of the ones that are good.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a fully rated one, like 5 circles or stars or whatever. It says, go, stay at the Henderson Castle. Don't let the ghost stories keep you away from this gym. No, the ghost stories would get me there. And that was just as early as, most recently as April of this year.
Oh.
It says, let me start by saying that I always wanted to stay at the Henderson Castle. And that day finally arrived. I did quite a bit of search about the place and all the rooms before deciding on which room to stay in. I actually happened to be the first winner of a romantic getaway on the castle. That's what a lot of these said, that there was it's really fun to get away as couples.
I found a little quick story. Someone that stayed there. Let's see. Yeah. They said we had a couple check in. And they loved the place. And within 20 minutes, they run out. And I'm like, what's wrong? And they're like, we got to go.
That was the owner, the French guy that was telling about that too. Cause he's like, oh yeah. And they, whatever scared them so
where
bad.
Where are you going already?
They were done.
They were done, huh? Oh, wimps. This is going to blow your mind. This is, are you sitting down? Oh yeah, you are. There have also been photographs showing a lady in white.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Present around the house, but there's dispute as to whether that is Mary Henderson or the specter of another lady of the house. So now it's fully sold. You got a lady in white. Mm-hmm. It's legit, right?
Yeah, they're all kind of like orbs and shadows, mm-hmm, and apparitions and voices and noises. And but they did say that there wasn't anything evil there. There was nothing like malicious.
Doesn't sound like it.
No. That's why it's enchanted, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's always a plus if it's not evil. Evil.
Got a candlestick and a clock running around.
Yeah. Ghost hunters have recorded potential EVP saying things like, go away.
That sounds kind of dark.
Yeah, that's not nice, you know. As more people have tried to record the home's paranormal activity, more reports have resulted. These have included strange battery drains, like we, you know, and lights flickering without known cause. So, lots of, this is borderline the full. We could have done a full episode, mm-hmm, on this. Yeah.
We talked about battery drains, mm-hmm, yeah, just now. Chelsea, yeah.
Yeah,
they're saying Mary isn't the only woman believed to roam the castle. As you said, the lady in white made, mm-hmm, herself known for the first time in 1990.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 90, okay.
When a director from Kalamazoo College came to take pictures, apparently. This is Fox 17 News. They must have had the picture and explained it, saying, "This is Frank Royce playing the piano we just saw upstairs." When you get the picture back, this lady in white, which is here, trying to turn the piano music page. So evidently, while he's playing the piano, there's a lady in white in the photo trying
and there's
to turn the
I saw that the picture,
page.
Yeah. Oh,
that's, mm-hmm, cool. I like that. This has just a ton of activity.
Helpful.
Yeah, that's right. We got to go. I mean, that's just...
Oh, you're saying we got to go for the night, or we got to go like
we got
to
no,
this
I mean
place,
we got to go tonight. We got to go.
Let's go right in the storm.
Oh gosh, yeah, it is storming, creepies. It's
taking the boat.
Had a few thunders and then rain pouring down, but no, I really love this this place. A lot of activity. Gosh darn, whether it's psychics, mediums saying it, guests, the staff, yeah, mm-hmm,
the whole kit and caboodle, right?
Whole kit and caboodle. There's a little gurgle. What else you guys have? Anything else you want to talk about on the Henderson Castle?
I got it on the list.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's all the highlights.
Yeah, I like it.
I like the fact that it's close.
Mm-hmm. Did we ever figure out? Oh, no, that's right. We did. My cup looks like maybe what? Well, how far is the border? It's
Is it 4 hours and 28 minutes is what this says to get to Kalamazoo.
Not bad.
Yeah, cause I know bad. If you're taking 69, which is going the opposite direction where Kalamazoo is, through Fort Wayne, you can get to Michigan from here in like 3-ish hours.
Yeah, because we did that. We took that route to, 5 years ago when we went to, what's the town? Not the town, but the island.
Mackinac.
Thank you, Mackinac. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we took 69 straight. Anyway. That's not very far, though. It'd be a nice road trip.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the only time I've been to Michigan, actually, was the Mackinac trip.
It was Mackinac.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like it. Hope the creepies like that little spooky story about the Henderson. That was a good choice, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Even a blind squirrel gets a nut once in a while, right?
That's right. I always say at work, a blind pig finds an ear of corn every once in a while. Nate, it's your turn.
Lady in white.
Wow.
And that's a wrap.
Wow. I'd like to say you brought it, but I don't know.
Oh, it was brought.
He sang.
It was brought in. He
sang for us.
Yeah, he did. You, where's your bass? You should have.
Oh, yeah, I probably could.
Krista Berg would be proud.
Yeah. My bass,
yeah. Old Krista Berg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 151 and our discussion on the Henderson Castle. And until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.